Second Sunday after Pentecost, June 2nd. The Collect and Psalms will be read from the Episcopal Church Book of Common Prayer. The Old Testament, Epistle, and Gospel will be read from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. O God, your never-failing providence sets in order all things both in heaven and on earth. Put away from us, we entreat you, all hurtful things, and give us those things which are profitable for us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Track 1, Old Testament, is from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 20. The boy Samuel served the Lord in Eli's presence. In those days the word of the Lord was rare, and prophetic visions were not widespread. One day Eli, whose eyesight was failing, was lying in his room. Before the lamp of God had gone out, Samuel was lying down in the tabernacle of the Lord, where the ark of God was located. Then the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here I am." He ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "I didn't call," Eli replied. "Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Once again the Lord called, "Samuel." Samuel got up, went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "I didn't call, my son," he replied. "Go back and lie down." Now Samuel had not yet experienced the Lord, because the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. Once again, for the third time, the Lord called Samuel. He got up, went to Eli, and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli understood that the Lord was calling the boy. He told Samuel, "Go and lie down. If he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came, stood there, and called as before, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel responded, "Speak, for your servant is listening." The Lord said to Samuel, "I am about to do something in Israel that everyone who hears about it will shudder. On that day I will carry out against Eli everything I said about his family, from beginning to end. I told him that I am going to judge his family forever because of the iniquity he knows about. His sons are defiling the sanctuary, and he has not stopped them. Therefore I have sworn to Eli's family. The iniquity of Eli's family will never be wiped out by either sacrifice or offering." Samuel lay down until the morning. Then he opened the doors of the Lord's house. He was afraid to tell Eli the vision. But Eli called him and said, "Samuel, my son." "Here I am," answered Samuel. "What was the message he gave you?" Eli asked. "Don't hide it from me. May God punish you and do so severely if you hide anything from me that he told you." So Samuel told him everything and did not hide anything from him. Eli responded, "He is the Lord. He will do what he thinks is good." Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and he fulfilled everything Samuel prophesied. All Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel was a confirmed prophet of the Lord. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. The psalm appointed for the day is Psalm 139, verses 1 through 5 and 12 through 17. Lord, you have searched me out and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You trace my journeys and my resting places, and are acquainted with all my ways. Indeed, there is not a word on my lips, but you, O Lord, know it altogether. You press upon me behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain to it. For you yourself created my inmost parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will thank you because I am marvelously made. Your works are wonderful, and I know it well. My body was not hidden from you while I was being made in secret and woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my limbs, yet unfinished in the womb. All of them were written in your book. They were fashioned day by day, when as yet there was none of them. How deep I find your thoughts, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I were to count them, they would be more in number than the sand. To count them all, my lifespan would need to be like yours. Tract 2, Old Testament, is from Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 12 through 15. Be careful to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy as the Lord your God has commanded you. You are to labor 6 days and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You must not do any work, you, your son or daughter, your male or female slave, your ox or donkey, any of your livestock, or the foreigner who lives within your gates, so that your male and female slaves may rest as you do. Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out of there with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. That is why the Lord your God has commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Tract 2 Psalm is Psalm 81, verses 1 through 10. Sing with joy to God our strength, and raise a loud shout to the God of Jacob. Raise a song and sound the timbrel, the merry harp and the lyre. Blow the ram's horn at the new moon, and at the full moon, the day of our feast. For this is a statute for Israel, a law of the God of Jacob. He laid it as a solemn charge upon Joseph, when he came out of the land of Egypt. I heard an unfamiliar voice saying, I eased his shoulder from the burden, his hands were set free from bearing the load. You called on me in trouble, and I saved you. I answered you from the secret place of thunder, and tested you at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, and I will admonish you, O Israel, if you would but listen to me. There shall be no strange god among you. You shall not worship a foreign god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and said, Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. The epistle is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 5 through 12. For we are not proclaiming ourselves but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves because of Jesus. For God who said, Let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of God's glory in the face of Jesus Christ. Now we have this treasure in clay jars, so that this extraordinary power may be from God and not from us. We are pressured in every way, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not abandoned. We are struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry the death of Jesus in our body, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who live are always given over to death because of Jesus, so that Jesus' life may also be revealed in our mortal flesh. So death works in us, but life in you. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. The Gospel is from Mark chapter 2, verse 23 through chapter 3, verse 6. On the Sabbath he was going through the grain fields, and his disciples began to make their way picking some heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "Have you never read what David and those who were with him did when he was in need and hungry? How he entered the house of God in the time of Abiathar, the high priest, and ate the sacred bread, which is not lawful for anyone to eat except the priests, and also gave some to his companions." Then he told them, "The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." Now he entered the synagogue again, and a man was there who had a paralyzed hand. In order to accuse him, they were watching him closely to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath. He told the man with the paralyzed hand, "Stand before us." Then he said to them, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do what is good or to do what is evil, to save life or to kill?" But they were silent. After looking around at them with anger and sorrow at the hardness of their hearts, he told the man, "Stretch out your hand." So he stretched it out, and his hand was restored. Immediately the Pharisees went out and started plotting with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. The Gospel of the Lord. On June 8th, we celebrate the life of Roland Allen, missionary strategist, read from a great cloud of witnesses. Roland Allen was an English missionary supported by the Society for the Propagation of the Gospel in Foreign Parts, SPG, who served briefly in North China and for many years in East Africa. Allen believed that the missionary work of the Western churches was paternalistic and deeply rooted in colonialist values that were incompatible with the gospel. Allen was born in Bristol, England on December 29, 1868. His father was an Anglican priest. He attended St. John's College at Oxford and was ordained to the priesthood in 1893. His first assignment with SPG was to North China, where he served for 7 years before returning to England because of poor health. He served briefly as a parish priest before turning to research and writing on mission work and missionary methods. This work led him to East Africa, particularly to Kenya, where he lived for much of the rest of his life. Allen's most famous work, Missionary Methods, St. Paul's or Ours, was published in 1912. Allen argued that St. Paul's vision was to build a community and raise up leaders so that the sacraments could be administered. The community could be left alone to do its work of converting others to Jesus under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Allen continued to refine his methods in later writings, emphasizing the need for indigenous leadership as opposed to bishops and other leaders coming from foreign territories. In many situations, Allen favored clergy who were tent makers, engaged in secular employment while serving their congregations, after the example of St. Paul. Allen possessed a gregarious temperament combined with absolute confidence in his ideas. He raised people's ire no matter where he went, but he was also praised for the clarity of his convictions, his passion for the gospel, and his desire to see every local faith community thrive under its own leadership. Even though Allen's ideas were often viewed with derision, or at least suspicion, in his own day, he was the catalyst for the reform of missionary strategy throughout the world. He died on June 9, 1947, in Nairobi, Kenya. Let us pray. Almighty God, by your Spirit you opened the Scriptures to your servant Roland Allen, so that he might lead many to know, live, and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Give us grace to follow his example, that the variety of those to whom we reach out in love may receive your saving word and witness in their own languages and cultures to your glorious name. Through Jesus Christ, your Word made flesh, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.